I'm on the bridge of the 290-foot icebreaker, and I'm just in time for the daily test of the vessel's alarms and whistles. After 62 years, they're still working. The Mackinac was built in Toledo during World War II, when demand for raw materials from the Great Lakes region exploded. The icebreaker extended the shipping season through the winter and helped make sure iron ore and other cargo could get to the industrial cities at the center of the war effort. Today, Pat Pietrolungo and his fellow 80 crew members are still keeping the shipping lanes cleared for commercial transport. They can spend up to 2 weeks at a time on the ship, cutting ice during the winter months. But cruising Lake Superior in the dead of winter can get spooky on those long, cold winter nights. Pietrolungo says there are some crew members who think there's a ghost on board the Mackinac.
Certain little weird things happen. Lights will flicker that shouldn't. Doors will shut. Some of the scuttles, the wheels on the scuttle will turn. I guess it was a former crew member that died on board.
But that ghost will have a lot less company soon when the crew moves to the Mackinac's smaller, more efficient replacement this summer. The old ship isn't flexible enough to serve other purposes for the Coast Guard, and Pietrolungo, the Mackinac's machinery technician, says finding parts for the vessel's huge diesel engines is getting more difficult by the year.
And it's more or less along the lines of a locomotive engine, and so we have to go start searching for train museums, more or less, to find any of the big parts if we needed them.
A nonprofit group based in Sheboygan, Michigan, wants to make the Mackinac itself a museum. They're still trying to come up with the money to do it. Hugh O'Connor and his two young children were the first in line to board the vessel when it docked in Detroit during its farewell tour. He says he'll be sad to see the Mackinac decommissioned, but he says he would visit the ship as a museum. Like a lot of boys who grew up along the lakes, O'Connor says he and his friends knew the names of all the freighters and looked forward to catching a glimpse of the Mackinac.
We always used to ice fish in the winter, and I remember from our ice shanty, you'd get out and see it going by, breaking the ice out on Lake St. Clair for the freighters. That was when they were trying to run year-round, the boats year-round. I don't think they do that much anymore, so it was pretty cool. Back then, it was all white, though. Painted all white.
The Mackinac's hull was painted red in 1998. It powered through thick sheets of Great Lakes ice for the last time this past winter. For the GLRC, I'm Sarah Hewlett.